Well, did you have any buildings on your farm where you kept your cows? Like you wanted them to get out of the bad weather?
Yeah. We just called it the cow barn, I guess. And I had stanchion style or something built in there to get them all in there, especially the ones that we was milking. A lot of the time we sold milk. Mm-hmm. A truck could come along and pick it up. And so anyway, they'd come in and had when they'd start eating, well, then they had some kind of something that dropped down over the head and neck or something. Then when you get through milking them, well, we'd let them all out into the pasture, I guess, is what. We didn't leave them that way overnight.
Did you ever milk them outdoors, or was it always inside?
Well, we'd milk out just out in the lot yard, the cow lot pasture that they call it up there around the barn.
Ever hear of that called the barnyard?
Yeah, that's it. In the barnyard.
Barnyard and lot would be the same thing.
Yeah.
What about horses? Did they have a place to stay?
Most of the time. Sometimes they'd, a lot of the time, Mr. Watson trade horses a lot. Way back there, he'd have a bunch. Some of them would be good ones, some of them sour ones. One day, one guy rode up there and told him that about a certain one he'd had that he wanted to see, that he wanted to trade for it. And Mr. Come and tell him about one that one that he had out there in the barn that he'd trade him that one. No, one he wanted was off in the field. Mr. said, well, I don't want to trade any of those that are able to go to the field and woods and eat and get back to the house. Says it's the ones that's up here around the house that's not able to get off on something to eat,
mm-hmm,
that he wanted to trade off.
Did y'all keep hogs?
Yes, we had hogs. And we didn't, well, sometimes we'd have a good many, but anyway, we never did have as many hogs as we did cows and horses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And chickens and guineas and ducks and so on.
Where'd your hogs stay?
We usually always had a pasture for them, and of course a little covered pen farm out in the hog lot,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I meant to ask you, would you have anything that people nowadays would call a stable for your horses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Each horse had its stable.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one old horse that was so mean, the hands that lived there on the place come in there and if old Charlie ever turned around, well, they wouldn't dare open that stable door.